Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO's Sports Boosters. A look back at a weekend in basketball news, details coming up on activities getting underway for spring sports. And the Badgers and Marquette now are making plans for the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Quite a weekend at the State High School Boys Basketball Tournament at the Kohl Center. A couple of just heart-stopping games for the Mineral Point Pointers, including Saturday's win to grab them the championship. The final score was 63-62 over Kenosha St. Joseph. It was a three-point try by Drew Ashelman, providing the unforgettable moment on a putback by Jackson Wenshouse's three-pointer that missed. It was actually Ashelman that put it back in with just 1 second remaining. The Lancers led for only 12 seconds in Saturday's D4 championship game. The Pointers set a Division IV record with 15 three-pointers in the championship game. Two more than Ron Colley hit in a 2018 tournament game. Mineral Point's 24 threes in two state games also set a record. Wenhausen's 20 points led Mineral Point, which claimed its first championship in its fifth appearance at the tournament. It had placed second in the 1974 Class C and 2015 Division IV. Thousand added 15 points, while Eli Lindsay had 12 and Alex Ross 11 in the win. The Division V championship was won by Columbus Catholic over Abundant Life Christian, 81-75. D3 was captured by St. Thomas More with a 65-54 victory. Division II's title won by Wisconsin Lutheran, 83-62. And the D1 title was won by Marquette with a win, 84-62 over Arrowhead. And, of course, Arrowhead had endured the 4-overtime game on Friday night and a 99-95 victory over Nina. So, lots of memories at the State Boys Basketball Tournament from this past weekend. The Ithaca girls basketball team recently handed out awards at the team banquet, and among the individual winners for the Ithaca High School girls, J.C. Maxwell won the Most Improved Award, as did Olivia Young. Tristan Peterson was named Offensive MVP. Josie Lau was the Defensive Most Valuable Player. And Kaylee Miller was recognized as the most dedicated and the overall MVP for the Ithaca girls basketball team this past year. Well, we quickly turn to spring sports. Riverdale will have a varsity softball scrimmage tomorrow. They'll be taking on Highland. That will start at 4:30 tomorrow. And also a game coming up on Thursday versus Cashton at Riverdale Softball Field, weather permitting. Track teams still looking at some individual highlights and notes and getting into their respective positions that they want to be in and the events. So coming up on Thursday, an early season meet at University of Wisconsin-Platteville, which will involve several area schools. The River Valley softball team has a game coming up tomorrow at North Park in Spring Green. They'll be taking on Waterloo as well. And again, several area track teams will be involved in meets coming up this week and weekend. A Platteville invite on Thursday and Saturday. Over the weekend as well, on Friday night, Richland Schools hosted the 5K St. Patty's Run Walk, and it was well attended. 105 registered for the Fun Run Walk, and the money raised will be split between Richland Area Community Players and the Lance Maloney Scholarship Fund that is still set up and open at Royal Bank. If you'd like to contribute to the Lance Maloney Scholarship Fund and you didn't have a chance to attend on Friday, you can do that at Royal Bank. It was a big success, though, a Fun Run Walk that brought out 105 walkers and runners, and they enjoyed great weather on Friday night. The Badgers are seeded number 5 in the NCAA tournament and will meet James Madison in the first round Friday in Brooklyn, New York. Wisconsin dropped the championship game of the Big Ten Conference Tournament 93-87 to Illinois the day after upsetting top seed Purdue 76-75. A.J. Storr led the Sunday score sheet with 24 points. The Badgers had led 61-51 midway through the second half. This is Wisconsin's 27th appearance in March Madness. Coach Greg Gard was asked what the run in the Big Ten tournament means.
We're leaving here today a much better team than when we came in on Wednesday and started this tournament on Thursday. So we got to the game we wanted to get to. We weren't able to completely get across the finish line, but it doesn't diminish the pride I have in these guys and how they've committed and grown.
Coach Gard talked about the NCAA.
All 68 of us, or 64 of us at least with the play-in games, will start at the same starting block, and one game at a time, you got to get 6. But I like what I saw. We're primed and ready to go now. And like I said, you want to be playing your best basketball in March, and we are. And looking forward to these guys getting more opportunities to go show how good they are.
The Badgers play James Madison. That is on Friday night. Marquette has earned the second seed in the NCAA South Regional and will take on Western Kentucky Friday in the first round. The game will be played in Indianapolis. The Golden Eagles lost the Big East Conference Tournament Championship to UConn over the weekend, 73-57. It was the second straight title game appearance for Coach Shaka Smart's team. Cam Jones led the way with 13 points and 8 rebounds. Marquette brings a 25-9 record into the NCAA tournament. Here is Coach Smart.
We're grateful to be in the tournament. We're excited to be in the tournament. We're not satisfied just to be in it. Looking forward to heading down to Indy this week. I actually know Coach Lutz pretty well from Western Kentucky. He does a heck of a job. We were assistants at the same time for a while, and then he was terrific with Matt Painter at Purdue. So we'll dive in and get to know their team. But, you know, more importantly, it's about being the best us.
Defending champion Connecticut, along with Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina, are the top seeds in a March Madness bracket that started going haywire even before the pairings came out. Of the 4 top seeds, only UConn heads into the tournament coming off a win. That played into the Huskies receiving the number 1 overall seed. The other 3 top seeds lost in their conference tournaments. Also, in basketball news, with Giannis Antetokounmpo resting a sore hamstring, guard Damian Lillard took over Sunday's home game against Phoenix. He scored 31 points and dished out 16 assists in a 140-129 victory. The Bucks connected on 24 three-pointers while moving a game and a half ahead of Cleveland for second place in the Eastern Conference standings. Lillard was the first Bucks player in franchise history to have 30 points and 15 assists in the same game. Bobby Portis came off the bench to score 31 and take down 10 rebounds, and Chris Middleton had 22 in his first game after missing 16 with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard talked about having Chris back.
He looked great to me. You know, he really took his time to make sure he was right. And at our age, how long we've been in this league and how many miles we got on our bodies, you know, we know our bodies and when we should be coming back and going, you know, coming off an injury. And I think he made a great decision to wait all the way up until he felt right. And you can just see that he did everything as far as preparation to get ready to come back too.
And Lillard talked about Bobby Portis's.
Got a couple clean looks to start, but he's a scorer and he can fill it up. He gets going. He can really get going and change a game. So he made his first couple shots. And I think just as a team, we saw it and we just fed him. You know, anytime he had an inch or if he was the next guy, even if he was covered, we was throwing him the ball and he just kept it rolling and kept it rolling.
Elsewhere in the NBA yesterday, Miami 104, Detroit 101, Dallas over Denver 107-105, Orlando beat Toronto 111-96, Boston 130, Washington 104, San Antonio beat Brooklyn 122-115 in overtime, and Atlanta was a winner against the Clippers 110-93. The defending national champion Wisconsin women's hockey team is back in the NCAA Frozen Four again. The Badgers moved forward by shutting out St. Lawrence Saturday at Laban Arena 4-0. The team will meet Colgate in the national semifinal game in Durham, New Hampshire, Friday. Layla Edwards scored twice, and Casey O'Brien and Sarah Wozniak scored a total of solo goals in the victory. And Ava McNaughton stepped 25 shots to complete her 5th shutout of the season. Wisconsin is playing in the national finals for the 15th time. The Chicago Bears traded quarterback Justin Fields to the Steelers over the weekend, a 2025 sixth-round draft pick that could potentially become a fourth-rounder this year in return. The move is a strong signal. The Bears will draft a quarterback, perhaps USC's Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick in the draft. Fields figures to back up Russell Wilson, who signed a one-year deal with Pittsburgh on Friday. The Packers' defense was much stronger down the stretch as the team qualified for the NFL playoffs following the 23 season. One reason, says former Green Bay linebacker Devontre Campbell, is that they started ignoring what defensive coordinator Joe Barry was saying. Campbell has signed a new contract with the 49ers. He blasted Barry and the other coaches on his staff for the confused, ineffective defensive effort over the last couple of years. Campbell says he became more aggressive, and when teammates joined him, the defense was able to shut down opponents on the way to the postseason. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.